Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. What a blessing to be here in our coffee shop this morning. Say good morning to you all. Today, we're going to be studying Luke chapter 19 and 20. Let's open with a word of prayer right now before we get started. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful for allowing me to share your message this morning with everybody here in our coffee shop. Bless us and be with us and walk with us, Lord, as we study your word this morning, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we get started this morning, we're going to open in Psalms 11, found in New King James Version. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy place. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked, he will rain coals, fire and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. And you can see right there how great our Lord is and how much he loves us individually. Personally, we know him. Well, today, the study of Luke 19 and 20, we will be looking at these topics. Jesus visits Zacharias, the parable on the menus, Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem, Jesus cleanses a temple. We find all these in Luke 19. In Luke chapter 20, We will study Jesus' authority, the parable of the wine dressers paying taxes, about the resurrection. How can David call his descendant Lord? Beware of the scribes. Well, we're going to open now in Luke chapter 19. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacharias, who was chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacharias, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zechariah stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of all my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, as they heard these things, they spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minos, and said to them, do business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a declaration after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants, to whom he had given money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then the first saying, Master, your mino has earned me 10 minos. And he said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant, because you were faithful in a little, having authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Master, your mino has earned 5 minos. Likewise, he said to him, You also be over 5 cities. And the other came, saying, Master, here is your mino, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief, for I feared you because you are an obscure man. You collected what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. And he said to him, Out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an obscure man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in a bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, Take the mino from him and give it to the one who has 10 minos. But they said to him, Master, he has 10 minos. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. But bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, and slay them before me. Now we're looking at Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, continuing on. When he had said this, he went on ahead, going into Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he had drew near to Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go into the village opposite you, where, as you enter, you will find a colt tied, which no one has ever sat. Loosen it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, Why are you loosening it? Thus you shall say to him, Because the Lord has need of it. And so, who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosening the colt, the owners of it said to them, Why are you loosening the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of it. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their coats on the colt, and they sat Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their coats on the road. Then as he was drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Continuing on, we're looking at Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. Now as they drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for you peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon the other, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Jesus cleanses a temple. Continuing on, then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and scribes and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear them. And we finished Luke 19. What's starting in Luke 20? Talking about Jesus' authority. Now it happened on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple, preached the gospel, that the chief priests and scribes, together with the elders, confronted him and spoke to him again. Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is he who gave you this authority? But he answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing. Answer me and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? And they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet. So they answered that they did not know where it was from. And Jesus said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Continuing on, we look at the parable of the wine dressers, wicked wine dressers. Then he began to tell the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, leased it to vine dressers, and went into a far country for a long time. Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the wine dressers that they might give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the wine dressers beat him, sent him away and empty-handed. And again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. And again, he sent the third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him. But when the wine dressers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those wine dressers and give the vineyard to another. And when they heard it, they said, certainly not. Then he looked at them and said, what then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And the chief priests and the scribes at that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them. We're going to be looking at continuing on here about whether to pay taxes or not. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous that they might seize his words in order to deliver him up to the power of the authority of the governor. Then they ask him, saying, teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, why do you test me? Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said to them, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. But they could not catch him in his words in the presence of the people, and they marveled at his answer and kept silent. We're going to continue on to find out about what the Sadducees thought about the resurrection. And some of the Sadducees who deny that there is a resurrection came to him and asked him, saying, teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife and he dies without children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring to his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. The second took her as wife and died childless. Then the third took her, in like manner the seven. Also, and they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife. And Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attend that age and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry or nor are given in marriage, nor can they die anymore. For they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Then some of the scribes answered and said, Teacher, we have spoken well. But after that, they dared not question him anymore. And Jesus said to them, How can they say that the Christ is the son of David? Now, David himself said in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, David calls him Lord. How is it he then his son? Then in the hearing of the people, he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes who desire to go around in long robes, loving greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at feast, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation. Then he looked at them and said, What then is written? The stones which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Whoever falls on that stone will be broken, but on whoever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Then the chief priest and the scribes that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them. You know, as we look at the scriptures, how great our King is and how great our Lord is, and when you see the parables that Jesus puts in the scriptures, how awesome they are. It's amazing how wise our Lord is. You know, Jesus Christ created everything, you know, from the very beginning. All the stars in the heaven, all the plants, man, animals, everything. There is no more brilliant person in the world than our Lord. No more loving person in the world than our Lord. He's got every characteristic that we need as humans. Amazing. That's why God is the example that we need to follow. Jesus Christ is our example. Father, well, I'm so grateful that you've allowed me to share your message today in Luke 19 and 20. Father, let us learn from that. And just let us show our great love that we have for you. And Lord, I know you love us all very much. Bless everybody here in the coffee shop, Father. Give them wisdom. Give them your great, give us your grace and your great love, Father. And in turn, let us show our love to you. We thank you so much for allowing your message to be shared today. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.